Welcome, everyone. My name is Ari Ops. I'm in the Digital Marketing Department at CNIB, and I'll be hosting the webinar today where we'll be discussing how the Project Aspira website can support service providers who work with individuals who are blind or partially sighted. And we're lucky to have a special guest today, who's Dr. Karen Wolf. She is a career counselor and author who contributed much of the content for Project Aspira. And in today's discussion, I'll be asking Dr. Wolf a series of questions related to the best way to use the website for service providers. Having said that, I'm going to now hand it over to Karen.
Thank you very much, Ari. I appreciate the introduction, and I very much appreciate those of you who are here in attendance being with me. I'm excited about the website. I hope that you've all had an opportunity to log on and check it out ever so slightly. I thought that I would really focus in on this one section today that is specific to service providers, because I know all of you are in fact service providers and will benefit from this section in particular. As I speak to you today, you'll be able to follow along visually as I move through the site if you like. However, I shall also describe each page and the content embedded on it for those who will just listen to the audio program of the webinar. When you arrive at the Project Aspira website, which of course you can reach using the address www.projectaspira.com, it takes you immediately to the web page. You'll notice and want to point out to your students or clients that at the top of the page, they are provided with options to skip directly to the content, change the contrast or the text size, opt for French rather than English, which is the default. And then there is, thank goodness, a search box for any information that you need to find but aren't able to find quickly, intuitively. On the next line, there is the logo for Project Aspira and just a very short blip about what it is, a career planning and employment resource for people who are blind or partially sighted, and the logo for the World Blind Union, the primary mover and shaker in terms of getting this website up and developed. The next line is a very, very important line on this page because it gives you an easy way to navigate through the website. The first choice is called Your Career, and that is the section that is specific to job seekers or youth who are investigating career options. The second tab is for all of us who are service providers. Third tab is for families and friends. Fourth tab is for employers. Then there is the fifth tab called multimedia, which includes video content, audio content, any other media that we have access to. And the final tab is the resource tab. Just below that is a line that is a banner, which has an inspirational kind of quote, which changes each time you come in, and a picture, the obligatory picture for all the retinal chauvinists. And then below that, we have a blurb that describes Project Aspira in a bit more detail, a navigation option to take you directly to the success stories, which describe individuals who are successfully employed with vision impairments, and also includes one interview with a young woman who is in the process of establishing her career. So that's a wonderful option for everyone. We put that at the top of the audience options for that very reason. And then at the bottom of this homepage are four audience-driven options: planning your career, which parallels your career, the blurb for service providers, one for friends and family, and one for employers, each of which has a link that you can click on to take you directly to the site. At the very bottom of the page, you see the information about Project Aspira, about WBU about CNIB, information about site accessibility, an option to click on the sitemap, and then all of the information necessary for copyright. An important connection to CNIB, who was a program partner with WBU on this project. And then finally, our information acknowledging the Ontario Trillium Foundation, who were wonderfully supportive in terms of providing fiscal monetary support for the site. So I'm sure you are all curious about which service providers should actually visit this website. I share with you that by my way of thinking, it's probably most critical for teachers, counselors, occupational therapists, and job placement specialists. I think that other service providers like AT trainers, orientation and mobility specialists, ophthalmologists, optometrists, vision rehabilitation therapists or rehab teachers, any of the professionals, frankly, who are working with people who are blind or partially sighted will benefit from visiting the website. So I'm going to hand it back to Ari here for just a second to ask the first question.
Thanks, Karen. So just looking at, say, the content for the website in terms of service providers, what would you say is the content that is most critical for service providers to be paying attention to?
Thanks, Ari. I think that the first thing to do is always start at the beginning. So to choose that option that takes you to the page that gives you an overview for service providers by clicking on either your top navigation option, service providers, or that bottom navigation option that's audience-driven. Takes you to this homepage that I'm at now called Service Providers. There are really four important chunks on this page, in my estimation, including, of course, the blurb. But most important, I think, is first the career development process itself, which is described in detail on the page called the Career Development Process. And this really describes those six stages of career development, beginning in early childhood with career awareness, and bringing us all the way through career exploration, career preparation, placement, maintenance, and then finally ending with career mentoring, which is at the end of our process, if you will, for adults as we have them seasoned workers come back and provide information to younger workers. Following the career development process explanation, I think the next most critical piece of information for service providers is covered under the page called Using This Website. And here I would point out to you a couple of very important things. First of all, there is a link about midway down on the page called the Strengths Problems Checklist. For all of you who are working with adults, this is probably the most critical starting place to actually have your consumers, adults with whom you're working, complete this self-evaluation tool called the Strengths Problems Checklist. And we provide that link for you right there in the middle of the page. When you click on this link, it will take you to two options. One is for a Word document, which gives you the checklist in a checkbox format that sighted people tend to prefer, and or a checklist in text-only option, which is ideal for screen readers, people using screen reader technology, or individuals who would like to braille out the checklist and use a braille version. Following that link, you'll see a little further down on the page, very close to the bottom, in fact, the information called Using This Site to Help Clients Who Are Blind or with Partial Sight. Those are the two links that take you to content specific to working with adults. The third link is using the site to help children or adolescents. And then the fourth link is for those of you who are working with parents and who would like to use the site specifically to help parents. And these four links will discuss for you the content that is particularly relevant for those audiences. The other information that's on this first page under service providers is information about the resources section on the service provider's page, which is specific to service providers. And finally, a link to a document which some of you have had from me previously, frankly, but which is here in its entirety for you on the Project Aspira website. It is the trainer's manual for the pre-employment program, which is a pre-employment training program. And you can literally, from this page, download an introduction to that trainer's manual. If you are interested in using the manual, if you would like to provide training for your clients on job readiness skills or pre-employment skills, if you email me, I would be more than happy to send you the program.
Okay, great. So you talked a lot about the most critical content for service providers. What about where on the website should service providers be directing the people that they work with?
Let me share with you what I think about in terms of directing students or clients, friends or family, and employers to specific information on the website. Let me start with the younger people and the adults, because I think that's our primary concern, the consumers with whom we typically are working. So in terms of consumer content, I would encourage you very seriously to really take a very close look at this whole section called Your Career, and to start consumers. Again, it seems so simplistic, but I share with you they should start at the beginning with this section called Living Independently, which has great content related to all of the critical supports that they're going to have in place in order to be successfully employed. And so you see here on this Living Independently section that there is content specific to taking care of yourself, personal management skills. Here we've provided checklists and resources for consumers on the specific skills that they need to demonstrate to be competent enough to go into employment, the knowledge, skills, and abilities that they're going to have in this area of grooming and hygiene. In terms of taking care of your home, we took the same approach, a quick blurb about those skills, and then we provide home management skills checklist and resources to help in training with those specific skills. The getting around section is what all of us think of as orientation and mobility skills. Again, we followed that same pattern with a checklist for the consumers to see whether or not they have the critical skills they need. All of these checklists are designed as self-evaluation type tools. And then we couple that here again with resources for learning the skills if they are deficient in these areas. We took a slightly different approach in the communication skills area and really tried to look at literacy and numeracy skills that we know are critical for employment. So here we give the blurb about what those skills are and then provide consumers with tip sheets for improving their reading skills, writing skills, listening skills, conversation skills or speaking skills, and then finally tips for improving calculation skills or numeracy skills. And once again, we provide resources for consumers so that they can learn in any areas where they're uncomfortable or feel deficient. The next important section here under Living Independently is called Speaking Up for Yourself. It's really about self-advocacy. And once again, we fall to the pattern of providing consumers with a self-advocacy checklist and a resources link. These checklists, if you click on the link, you find that embedded in the page are bulleted lists which give the consumer specific skills that they need to master. The next big section for consumers is called Learning and Education. And this section, titled Learning and Education, gives a blurb about those skills and then provides very specific detailed information about learning. For example, here we cover content about careers, about learning how to accomplish tasks, how to what kinds of early learning experiences employers are looking for, and that we need to encourage parents in particular and other caregivers to be conscious about. And then finally, what employers are looking for and what disability-specific skills individuals are going to need to demonstrate. The disability-specific skills we cover in slightly more detail and provide a list of frequently asked questions that people may want to refer to. And then we send them back over, if they are unsure of any of those disability-specific skills, frankly, to the Living Independently section and the resources within Living Independently. Then I broke down the content in this Learning and Education section by age range. And I have built in four major chunks of content here. Preschool knowledge and skills, which includes critical life skills like learning to listen, learning to follow directions, be responsible, basic organizational skills, fantasizing about adult roles, and literally learning to play. I follow that with skills for primary students, focusing on learning how to follow complex instructions and learning to solve problems, learning how to work individually and in a group, socializing appropriately with adults and peers, assuming responsibilities at home and at school, recognizing different workers' roles and the benefits of work, demonstrating mastery of basic academic skills. These are the critical competencies that primary students need to acquire in order to transition successfully into secondary and on into post-secondary and work environments. For the knowledge and skills section on secondary students, I ask people to once again visit the disability-specific skills training section and recount for them some of those very critical knowledge, skills, and abilities sets that youth are going to need to master in secondary. I tried here to break it out and speak specifically to transition-related competencies and have included on this page a link to the transition competencies checklist. Not going to take us there right now, but know that it's there for youth to complete. Very important tool for those transition-aged youth. Information about learning what work opportunities are out there, how they need to demonstrate these academic, social, and disability-specific skills that they should have acquired by this point in their careers. I address the importance of evidencing their thinking skills. This is imagination, creativity, problem solving. I describe for them work behaviors that employers are going to be looking for, that teachers are going to be looking for, certainly professors in college if they intend to go on to college or university. Focus on the importance of participation in work activities and planning for life beyond secondary school. For youth who are, in fact, planning on moving into post-secondary environments. I break this content out into preparing to go into an academic post-secondary option or program or vocational training program. And in both of these areas, academic and vocational, I provide consumers with a checklist which gives them content very specific to what they need to get accomplished in preparation for going to university or college or moving into these vocational training programs. And then finally, in this section, we have a link once again to resources. Each of these major sections always ends with a link to resources, which are described or annotated for you, for the consumer in this case, and provide key words so that if you need to get back to this information, you should be able to do so fairly easily using the search box. If you can't remember what the particular resource was, but you remember that it was about online learning, plug that into your search box. It ought to pull up this particular resource for you. I also would advise for the consumers with whom you're working, particularly adults, if they have come through primary, secondary, post-secondary, they're ready to move into work or feel that they're ready to move into work, this section called Preparing for Work is designed specifically for them, frankly. It gives them specific options for self-evaluation. This section enables them to look at their interests, abilities, values, work personality, really focus in on what they have to offer, frankly, to an employer. The second major chunk in here is called Career Exploration. That chunk provides information for them about the labor market, how to analyze the labor market, to figure out what's going on within the labor market, to do that important thing that we call, career counselors call, the job self-match, where you try to link from who you are and what you have to offer to what the jobs are and make some decision about how you would fit best. And then this section also includes extensive information on the preparatory work that needs to be accomplished, finding jobs. So here under job search, we've included information about how you find job leads, apply for jobs, develop resumes or CVs, and then fairly extensive interviewing tips section is also embedded here for consumers. The fourth section for consumers is this section called Working Life. And Working Life is really designed to help people who are, in fact, ready to go out there and interview and capture work, secure work, how to be prepared for being on the job and staying on the job. Here, I cover information about workplace accommodations, and I broke this out into workplace accommodations for workers who are blind or workplace accommodations for workers who are partially sighted, because as you all know, there's a lot of difference between those two groups. So I split it out. Obviously, if they wanted to, they certainly could, in fact, read both, but if they wanted just to read the one, they could do that as well. There's a significant amount of information about job maintenance, the specific skills that they would need to learn about keeping their jobs. And here I provide them with a tip sheet on job keeping, some of those very specific work habits and behaviors that they need to demonstrate. I have a section here called Career Advancement where I've also included a tip sheet, things you need to do to maintain employment and to advance in your career. And in each of these areas, I've also included links to resources. And then, of course, there is the final link to resources, which are focused just on Working Life. So for each of these major sections, that we are sending consumers to, sending youth and or adults. I've tried to provide as much content as I can that would allow them to self-direct and self-analyze, and then finally to remediate if there's a need for remediation through the resources that we've included. I think it's important to share with each of you that while the Your Career section was written primarily with adults in mind, always there is information that's important for children and youth as well. So if you're working with children and youth, please encourage them to read this section as well. For families and friends, once again, I have really tried to encourage people to first read about the career development process. I think it's very important for parents and for individuals who care about people that are outside of that family unit, friends, to understand what they should be expecting at certain stages of people's lives so that they understand the importance of children fantasizing about work roles in their early years, but then developing the skills that they need to move into school successfully and be successful at work in their later years. So that career development process is right there, front and center again, under friends and family. And then I have a very important section here for friends and family that I call Using This Website. Here again, I give families the option to share with their loved one, frankly, the strengths problems checklist if the person is an adult. If they are working with children, then I break it out and talk to them about how to work with young children or older children. And here I have included information about the Career Education Competencies Checklist. This is an important tool to mention to all of you because it is the evaluation tool to use with preschoolers, primary students, and secondary students before you tackle the transition competencies checklist, just to make sure that they are staying on target over time. And I give this to, which I also break out for the parents, a parent-only version of the transition competencies checklist. I do that so that they can compare their results with their child's results to see whether they are similar or different. And then I encourage the parents to literally parents and other family members to come through and read the various sections that I've been overviewing for each of you, and to read and visit those success stories, because I think that really for friends and family, that is absolutely critical, that they see that their child can grow up and should be expected to grow up to be a worker. And then finally, I just want to quickly mention, because I'm sure Ari will ask me another question here in a minute, but I want to mention this section on employers, because I think all of us as service providers are very concerned about reaching employers and communicating with employers and providing resources to employers. And this will be a wonderful opportunity if you will use this site with employers. This employer section just starts out with a nice little blurb about learning about workers who are blind or partially sighted, basically trying to answer for employers the who are these people that they might want to consider, links them, as you can see on this learning about workers who are blind or partially sighted page, to the success stories, focusing very quickly on the fact that there are a number of successfully employed blind and visually impaired people out there that they might want to communicate with or see in these videos. There's a wonderful audio feature on this page that describes what employment specialists with CNIB focused in on when they were in an interview with Ari about hiring someone who has a vision impairment. Then I have on the same page included some information that is very specific to working with people who are visually impaired. and some of you will recognize some of this information. It's basically the what do you do when you meet a blind person kind of information, which tends to be one of the first things that an employer asks me as a career counselor. So I want to get this right up there at the beginning of this employer section. So the very first sub-page within the employer section focuses on working with people with vision loss and tells them all those things they need to know that all of us had to learn at some point early on in our careers if we are fully sighted people, about always speaking and never just walking away, all that, what now seems to us as common sense. The next few pages focus on the specific issues of concern that employers come to me repeatedly to ask about. Safety concerns, concerns about productivity, concerns about how people who are blind or have partial sight are going to access information, what tools they're going to be able to use to read material that is hard copy. All of that happens right here on this section with employers. And then the fourth concern that I hear consistently from employers is about orientation and mobility skills. And here I focus very specifically on the kind of information that employers need to know about orientation and mobility. Not that they will be providing O&M, but just some commonsensical kinds of information. And here I've really tried to focus in on differences between individuals who are using long cane or white cane and individuals who are working with dog guides, so that employers don't need to worry about that. They can come here, they can capture this information, they hopefully will have their concerns allayed. And then finally, in this section, I once again wrap up with resources. And the resources section here is very, very specific to employers. Again, if you are working with employers, this would be a wonderful place to send them for specific information about workplace accommodations or specific tools that they might use to help them integrate someone with a vision impairment into their work facility.
Thanks, Karen. So yeah, you've talked quite a bit about the various tools on the website. I was wondering if you could just expand a little bit more on the specific tools that the website has for students or clients.
Thanks, Ari. I really think that the most important tools that service providers are going to want to use, and hopefully will use over and over and over again, are those tools that I mentioned early on: the Career Education Competencies Checklist, the Transition Competencies Checklist, the Strengths Problems Checklist. If you don't remember where they are, don't worry. Simply come up into your edit box, type one of the words, like strengths. It'll bring you directly to the list of matches. Those of you who are following along visually can see that at the top of this list of results is the Strengths Problems Checklist. If you check on that checklist box, it will take you immediately to the option to download it and to pull up, if you like, either the Word document or the text document. I want to really, really, really encourage you, if you are going to be working directly with consumers, to consider using the Pre-Employment Program Trainer's Manual, which I mentioned to you also earlier, to encourage you to use the tip sheets and to encourage your consumers, your students, or your clients to take each of those tip sheets, read through them, and then to complete the checklists to see whether or not they have those skills that they need in order to move into work. If you have specific questions about any of those tools at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me and I will send those to you. I'm not going to come through and say what each person should be using for each different group. If you have any questions, you email me and I will let you know. I think one of the most important tools on the site, and I think I've probably said this once before, but at the risk of being redundant, I'll say it again, are the success stories. At the moment, we have 7 really great stories. Ari did a series of interviews with Aaron, who is a legal counsel for citizenship and immigration in Canada, one with Carla, who is the assistant manager for diversity and inclusion at Scotiabank, Ken, who is a radio production manager, Chelsea, who is a research assistant at CNIB, Phil, who does union awareness, is a trainer at General Motors Canada, Chris, who is an entrepreneur who owns Frontier Computing, and Connor, who is a young woman, a secondary culinary arts student at the W. Ross McDonald School for the Blind. And she and her employer, she's in an apprentice program right now, both she and her employer are interviewed. Those success stories are great in my estimation. I also want to point out to you that this whole multimedia section has some really, really good information. There are audio interviews that focus on living independently, independent living skills, mobility skills, the importance of strong communication skills, information on learning and education for youngsters who are college-bound, all audio interviews. Preparing for work, there's one called Blindness on the Job. There's a great session that Hadley School for the Blind did on What Color is Your Parachute? Conversations with Dick Bowles, the author of What Color is Your Parachute? There's one called The Secrets of Successful Job Interviews. Another webinar that I did for Hadley called Career Opportunities for Youth with Visual Impairments. There's an audio interview on preparing for a job interview, writing effective resumes, creative ways to find job leads, tapping into the hidden job market. And for employers, there's that wonderful interview, Hiring Someone with Vision Loss, What Employers Need to Know. The videos at the moment are all of our success stories. And also into this section, we will put the webinar today and tomorrow's webinars, one of which I will have the pleasure of doing with Daniel Falk, who is on the line today. We're going to focus on the section for consumers on the website, and then one that I will do with Carrie St. John, which is going to focus on the section of the website called Friends and Family. And all of these webinars will end up in recorded format under multimedia. So that section is becoming more and more robust. Finally, I want to say to each and every one of you, I know I'm going to run out of time here, so let me just wrap it up unless there are other questions, but I'm going to wrap, and if there are questions, I'll pause at the end and you can ask those to me. But I want to share with you that it's very, very important that this website be used, that it be used consistently, that we encourage consumers to use it. And if it's not used, it will disappear. So please, you use it. We are interested, that's the royal we in particular, me, interested in seeing this continue to be a dynamic website. So please, if you have suggestions for us, recommendations for resources, if you know of successfully employed blind and visually impaired people that you would like to see interviewed and get their success stories up here, particularly unusual jobs or people from outside of North America, frankly, who would be good to get up on this website, please let me know about that. Email me, and I will make every effort to get that content up on the website moving forward. Let me just thank each and every one of you for your participation today. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me if there's anything I can do for you. Thank you very, very much. Please email me if you have any other concerns or questions. Take good care.